KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky, 37 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be sunny and breezy today with a high of 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. An initial autopsy was conducted Saturday on the body of a Council Bluffs boy who died at an apartment complex last Friday. Bluffs Police Sergeant Chad Myers says the results of the autopsy on 18-month-old Jaden Suriano have not yet been released to authorities, and until that's done, an investigation into the child's death will continue. Foul play, however, is not suspected. Myers said that Jaden was playing with his 3-year-old brother when he fell off a ladder. The child's father was at home at the time. Emergency responders took the boy to a local hospital where doctors had pronounced him dead. That accident happened around 10:30 a.m. Friday at the Featherstone Apartments in Council Bluffs. Last month, a 2-month-old boy survived a fall from a second-story window at the same apartments. Elsewhere in news from over the weekend, the Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of an Atlantic man on Friday on a sexual abuse charge. At around 5 p.m. Friday, officers arrested 37-year-old Michael Shane Kendrick of Atlantic and charged him with sexual abuse in the second degree. The charges stem from an investigation into an incident that allegedly occurred in Kimbleton in which Kendrick allegedly performed a sex act under a person under the age of 12. Kendrick was taken to the Audubon County Jail and was being held on $25,000 bond. The incident remains under investigation. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office at 55-year-old Kent Clarence Henrickson of Audubon was arrested at around 6:30 p.m. Saturday on an outstanding Department of Corrections warrant for a parole violation. Henrickson initially resisted arrest but was taken into custody and transported to the Audubon County Jail where he was being held without bond until a further court order. Audubon police assisted in conducting the arrest. A traffic stop early Sunday morning in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest of a driver of a 2012 Kia on an OWI charge. 23-year-old Whitney Marie Stevens of Red Oak was pulled over in the 2300 block of Highway 48 at around 1:45 a.m. Sunday. Stevens was charged with OWI first offense and brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. A Nebraska man was arrested on drug charges Saturday evening after the SUV he was driving was pulled over for speeding in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say a 2013 Ford Expedition driven by 43-year-old Robert Michael Smith of Omaha was pulled over at around 6:15 p.m. on Highway 34. During the course of the traffic stop, Montgomery County K-9 was deployed, and K-9 Rex alerted to the presence of narcotics coming from the vehicle. A search of the SUV resulted in the recovery of about 48 grams of a substance suspected to be marijuana, along with prescription medications and numerous items of drug paraphernalia. Smith was arrested on charges that included possession of marijuana, unlawful possession of prescription meds, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Red Oak police report the arrest of 32-year-old Jessica Lynn Caesar of Red Oak on Saturday for burglary in the third degree and 2 counts of trespassing. Caesar was arrested in the 1100 block of North 3rd Street and later booked into the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where she was held on $5,000 cash bond. Police in Red Oak arrested a Shenandoah man Saturday afternoon on multiple charges. 21-year-old Tyler Lynn Gobert was taken into custody at around 4:50 p.m. on 3 counts of unauthorized use of a credit card and interference with official acts. Gobert was arrested in the 400 block of East Sunset Avenue and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on $2,000 cash bond. In our funeral announcements, Dennis Eugene Hine, age 69, of Des Moines and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at Iowa Lutheran Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dennis Hine will be today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Jackie Stein, age 52, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A prayer service for Jackie Stein will be today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bernal Gregerson, age 83, of Walnut, died Tuesday in Griswold. Funeral services for Bernal Gregerson will be today at 1 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Vadis Jensen, age 88, of Exira, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Services for Vadis Jensen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Cemetery. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Mark Allen McCutcheon, age 60 of Harlan, died Saturday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life service for Mark McCutcheon will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lily Marie Palmer, age 89 of Oakland, has died. Funeral services for Lily Palmer will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Oakland Congregational Church, UCC, in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Tim Fay, age 67 of Corning and formerly of the Oneida and Wyota areas, died Tuesday. Celebration of life services for Tim Fay will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at the Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning. Diane Geraldine Kesters, age 53 of Erling, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Diane Kesters will be Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Walter Peterson, age 99 of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Walter Peterson are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.